escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons here. Coming up on the beat drop, that is, that rejoin, as well as Red Sox manager Alex Cora, who'll be joining us shortly from Minnesota, where the Red Sox had one of the weirdest losses you'll see last night. Nice comeback. My guy David Hamilton stealing bases. They're scoring, baby. They're going to win.
Great to have him back, huh?
And then it got windy. What are you wooing? It was great to have him back.
Yeah.
That's a perfect role player on a playoff team. You ever hear of Dave Roberts? They made flipping bobbleheads for that guy when he stole a base.
That's very true, and that is about all that he brings to the table. So if you're going to give a roster spot for that, that is your prerogative.
But that was a well on its way to being a nice win on the road, Bregbaum and all. And then it got weird with the weather delay, and to talk about it all, joining us now on WEEI Afternoons is Alex Cora. The Red Sox manager is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when the drains don't flow. Alex Cora, first thing I have to ask you about before we get to the weird game last night is apparently a weird flight to Minnesota via Detroit that had some people sick. I know you supposedly slept through it, but was it as bad as I've heard?
Not supposedly. I slept through it. we got off at the airport here in Minnesota, and there were a few guys that they looked like zombies on the way down, you know, like there was a lot of sick people. Supposedly it was very tough, but for me, you know, when I'm out, I'm out, you know. And it took us a while to get here. You can tell, I mean, Whitlock yesterday, he wasn't feeling great. Bello was another one, Rafaela. So, you know, we kind of like grind through it yesterday. It got weird, too, at the end of the game yesterday with the rain delay so late. And, you know, too bad we lost the game, but got to be ready for tonight.
So you kind of alluded to the fact that Jordan Hicks was all you had left. So he warms up. He waits 90 minutes. He has to warm up again. Is that a weird situation? Explain to us. Could the umpires have given you a heads up that, hey, we may have to put the tarp out between half innings here? Maybe you don't want to warm him up? Or is it just sort of an unfortunate circumstance that nobody could do anything about?
Well, halfway through the top of the ninth, and it's a tie game, and fans started leaving the stadium. You know, like they're getting up and they're leaving. I'm like, this is weird. I knew there was going to be weather. We talked about it before the game, and nothing, you know. We steal two bases. Roman gets a hit. Inning ends. Hicks is hot. He's actually coming in. I'm going to the plate to give, the pitching change and the defensive changes. And right there, I see the head ground screw guy talking to Alfonso Marquez, who's the head, the crew chief of this group, and I was like, oh shoot, you know. And right there, boom, they decided to cover the field. At that point, it's like, you know what, they're gonna suspend this one, we'll show up tomorrow, finish a half inning, and then play the game on schedule. And That wasn't the case. Imagine, you know, I truly believe it was such a different. It was so different. You know, we just got ahead against one of the best closers in the game. Hicks, you know, he's hot and he's ready to come in. And then he had to wait an hour and a half. He wasn't perfect. We weren't able to finish the game. You know, but, you know, it was a tough one as far as, like, where we were in the bullpen. If it was another circumstance, you know, like, we had more guys, Hicks wasn't going to go out there and try to finish the game. We would have pitched somebody else and try to do it because it's very hard. It's very hard, you know, especially for closers. Adrenaline going on, you're locked in, and then you have to wait for an hour and a half. That's it was a tough one.
So with all of those moving parts over a wild last 24 hours, as you turn your focus to tonight with the bullpen, do you have full availability? Are you expecting Whitlock back? And is Aroldis Chapman starting to bounce back?
Yeah, I just got to the ballpark. We pushed everything back, and I just saw Chapman. He worked out in the morning. He got some treatment earlier today. He's going to go out there and play catch. It feels like he feels a lot better. I told him, I said, hey, if it's not today, it's tomorrow. You don't have to, like, you know, rush yourself because of where you're at. Whitlock is healthy. Obviously, a few guys down. I have pitched a lot the last few days, but we're in a good spot. We do need Gio to go deeper into the game, give us 5 or 6 100 pitches. He's one of those that we probably need 100, 105 regardless of where we at in the game, just to make sure we are able to try to win the game or reset the bullpen. You know, that's how it works. And hopefully we win the game and we are able to reset the bullpen at the same time.
Hey, Alex, Roman Anthony has the best on-base percentage in major leagues in the last 45 plate appearances. And I'm guessing that's why you basically said for the foreseeable future he's going to be your leadoff. But it was also to benefit maybe Jaren Duran, seeing how the him being moved down in the lineup is kind of woke him up. Is that part of why you said it so definitively a couple days ago?
Both, yeah. Just on-base percentage skills of Roman. You put him ahead of Alex. They have to make decisions. Hopefully he doesn't have to face too many lefties because he'll be sandwiched in between. Well, in this case, I think we got Toro hitting ninth and Alex hitting second, but you know, most of the time it's going to be Sedan hitting ninth, Roman leading off and Alex hitting second. So they have to make a decision. Do we bring a lefty for Anthony? And if they do, Alex is having his best season against lefties in his career, so we'll take advantage of it. And Roman is going to be okay against lefties. With Jaren, I think hitting third will benefit him, kind of like watch the game, slow down the at-bats. He's been really good with men on. And at the same time, and I know it sounds weird, we're going to just give him the green light, you know, hitting third just to put pressure on the opposition. Hopefully Trevor can get more fastballs and then just put pressure on the pitcher. And so far, so good. I think Jaren is having an outstanding month of July, controlling the strike zone, walks are up, hitting the ball hard. So I think those sub three, the ways we rearrange it, it feels good right now, and hopefully continues to produce.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Alex, one of the things we've talked about with your lineup is obviously it can be potent and it can put up runs, but it seems like you have a lot of guys that can be streaky and go through really hot stretches. Mm-hmm. Abreu, different guys. Rafaela now came off a hot streak and is a little cool. How do you explain that? Is it a lot of young hitters learning as they go in the big leagues, or is that just the DNA of some hitters in baseball? You are streaky. How do you explain so many streaky guys in this lineup?
I think there's a lot of streaky guys around the league, right? League average right now is, what, 247, mm-hmm. if that. And with an OPS of 717, you know, good pitching. The one thing we talk about is you're gonna go through your hot streak for 2 weeks, but then when it evens out, it's not like rock bottom, right? Like just stay level. You know, take your walks, keep hitting the ball hard, understanding that you're not gonna get a hit every at bat, but you can put a quality at bat every single time. And it feels like sometimes our guys, our kids, you know, they get cut.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Put up on the numbers and trying to make it happen instead of, okay, I don't feel right at the plate. Let me slow it down, take a few pitches. Hopefully I'll be 2-0, 3-1, 3-2 count, take your walk. It's not all about swing the bat. You know, sometimes you gotta make sure you understand where you at with your swing. And if your swing doesn't feel right, then swing less, right? That's like common sense, you know? And I tell the guys, man, like, I wish my managers would have told me, Alex, swing less, you know, because you don't have a great swing, right? Like, work your walk and all that. And then this is the truth, man. In 21, Kike, he was on the COVID IL, right? It was Cleveland and Tampa. He came back, and he was having an outstanding season, and his swing rate was low. And he was just maximizing his swing in certain areas and doing damage. And when he came back, he tried to, like, swing his way into the, you know, into the groove of things, right? Like, I got to swing. And he was in this slump. And before a game, it was a day game. I'm talking to him and, like, how you feel? I'm like, I feel great physically. How's your swing? And he's like, it doesn't feel great. I'm like, you know, you're swinging more than early in the season, right? How your swing felt early in the season? Ah, it was great. Well, Kike, swing less. And he looked at me with this, like, oh, shoot, that makes sense, you know? And he started taking his walks. And I'm a big believer, when you start walking, at one point you're going to get hot because it means that you're controlling the strike zone. So hopefully, you know, like Willie yesterday, that was a good, good game. You know, he had some great at-bats. He got a few hits. Sedan has been patient lately, taking his pitches, although there's no results, but the process is in the right place. So hopefully, you know, they get hot and, you know, with Alex and Roman and Jaron, you know, get two guys hot in the lineup will be amazing.
Alex, on Sedan for just a moment, he was one of the hottest hitters on the planet over the few weeks before the All-Star break and then coming out of it. How often are you expecting to see him at second base now with Marcelo Meyer's injury? And how would you describe his progress at the position since taking over?
Yeah, he's an elite defender at second, at short, in center field. You know, probably play him more than we really want to, but is where we at roster-wise right now. You saw the play he made the other day against the Dodgers, the double play. He made two great plays against the Phillies in the last game of that road trip. He's really good. And I hate to move him around, but, you know, it's out of necessity, right? This is where we at. Tonight he's playing center field. Hammy's playing second, and Masai's not starting. We got David here. He needs to play at some point, right? And he's a good defender. Hopefully he can get going offensively. You saw what he can do running the bases. So hopefully he can have a good game today. We'll get Masa back tomorrow. But, you know, we're going to maximize the roster. That's where we at right now with the injury. And hopefully the guys get used to it and they can perform.
Alex, I feel like before the All-Star break, you kind of alluded to that after the All-Star break, that you'd hope, you know, that your team was, you know, playing around 500 ball before the trade deadline to maybe entice the organization to make moves at the trade deadline, which is just 2 days away. Do you feel like the club there, you guys are 4-6 since the All-Star break, do you feel like you've done enough and warranted enough for them to do something significant in the next couple of days to improve your ball club?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but, you know, the season ends today, and that's not the case. We got Garrett Crochet in game one in the wild card series, right? So are we perfect? We're not. Are we a good baseball team? We are. And, you know, we just have to come here today and have a great day here in Minnesota. Hopefully tomorrow win the series, and then Thursday, wait and see what happens. I know Craig and the group, they're working hard, you know, the phones and talking to people. And the expectations are, you know, for us to be better or to improve the team in the upcoming days, right? That's not a guarantee that we're going to be better. But the hope is that we improve the team and then we keep playing good baseball. And, you know, it's hard right now, I bet, you know, in every office, right? Because you look around, there's a lot of teams that have a chance to make it to the playoffs. So, you know, the prices probably are off the roof, you know, they're way up there, and you have to be smart not only for the now but also for the future. But just talking to Craig and the people involved, you know, the goal is for us to improve in the upcoming days.
Is that a necessity? Because I know you've made some comments that other teams are going to improve, so it's not just about you improving, but if you don't do anything and somebody else improves, you're falling behind. So is it almost a necessity to keep up with the Joneses, quote unquote, to improve the baseball team in 2 days?
I'm a big believer that, you know, around this time, you know what you need to do to get better, right? And like I said, we're not a perfect team. So, you know, we'll see what the upcoming days have to bring, you know. And at the same time, it is a different group compared to the last few years. There's not a lot of veteran guys, you know. There's a lot of kids that are playing here that are playing to establish themselves in the big leagues, and I hope they cancel the noise, right, and they just keep playing. So, like I said, you know, our job is for us to show up today. We got G on the mound and put some good at-bats and win the game and do the same thing tomorrow, and then Thursday is going to be an off day. So, you know, some people will enjoy it. Others have to work a lot.
Alex, before I park on Saturday, all the Dodgers fans, and I wanted to ask you, was that sort of a disappointment in fans in allowing that environment to be created in your home ballpark, or was your alluding to the Dodgers and their success almost disappointment in the organization for you guys not competing at a high enough level to prevent that from happening in your own ballpark?
No. It was a tip of the hat to the Dodgers, to the organization, to their fan base. This is a topic that's been going on the last few years, you know. Like, if I'm a Dodger fan and if I live in the East Coast, when they go to Fenway Park, I want to be there, right? And, you know, it was different. It was very different. But at the same time, if you look at the highlights of the 2018 World Series, Game 5, I guarantee you there were three-quarters of the fans there. They were Red Sox fans, you know. So it goes hand in hand, right? And I think people enjoy going to Fenway, but that fan base, just like the Mets, man, the last few years, they're doing an amazing job traveling, and they have this, it's very similar to football, right, to soccer overseas, you know, like they have this group of fans that they travel, you know, and they like to take over the opposition stadiums, and, you know, it was more about what they have done lately, and obviously the fan base, you know, they've been amazing.
All right, I know I can't ask you to say this, but I'm just going to say two words that I want to hear by Thursday are Joe Ryan. That's what I'm looking for at the trade deadline. We can go about our business. I'll wish you good luck tonight in Minnesota, but I'm still dreaming of Joe Ryan heading toward the trade deadline. So good luck out there.
I appreciate you. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks, bye-bye. Alex. That's Red Sox manager Alex Cora here with WEEI Afternoons. A couple of interesting answers. We'll react to those on the other side as a team that's coming off a tough loss heads to the ballpark again to take on the Twins and trying to get to 500 at the trade deadline. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.